As long as there is war, there will be prisons. And Kurdish forces in northern Syria are building new ones to meet with the times. In the Kurdish-held town Derik, authorities have been getting outside help to ensure their prison is up to international standards.
We have good connections with international organizations. The Geneva Call, in coordination with the International Red Cross, educated the members of the internal security forces. They'll soon take a look at the inside of the prison.
Prisoners interviewed by VOA say they are satisfied with their living conditions, but they and the international groups helping run the prison are unhappy with the long sentences imposed. One prisoner said he was forced by Islamic State militants to photograph Kurdish positions ahead of an attack.
There's one location nearby and they told me to take pictures of that. I took the pictures and handed them to IS militants. 1 week later, I turned myself in to the local authorities.
While the Kurdish justice system still troubles human rights groups, authorities say the prisons are run more professionally than in the past. The manager of this prison chalks it up, in part, to high-level positions Kurdish women can hold.
Women are usually more compassionate than men, so managing prison is a woman's job.
Gender issues aside, international prison standards are seen here as one way of ensuring human rights, even in war that has violated so many. For Zana Umar, I'm Kaukab Farshori, VOA News.